mushrooms are not just food, they are living science experiments. And the best bit, you probably have most of what you need to do this experiment at home right now. A jar, an elastic band, some tissue paper, cardboard, and oyster mushrooms. Oyster mushrooms are special. They grow super fast and unlike other mushrooms, you don't need a sterile lab to do this. First, wash your hands. Clean hands means less contamination. Ta-da!
You want several cardboard circles that you're going to soak in water and microwave for 2 minutes. Do not miss this step because it will not work otherwise. Let them cool and get your oyster mushroom ready into little pieces. Now the layering begins. Make sure you use cardboard first and also end with cardboard, putting a piece of oyster mushroom between each layer.
Now we're ready to add the top. Just get a piece of paper, tissue paper's fine, and fold it into four. Layer it on top and use an elastic band, if I can find mine.
Got it.
To secure the lid. Yeah. And there you go. Pop it into a cupboard and wait for it to do its magic. In the jar, after a few days, you'll see this white thread-like growth. It's called mycelium. It's like the root system of the mushroom spreading through the cardboard until it's ready to fruit at the top. This is so simple and so fun and a brilliant way for kids to see science come to life. If you want the full details, go and check out the description and don't forget to follow me for more educational and fun activities just like this.